Welcome to the Sisters with Swords podcast, where we explore God's word and discover his design for women as we wield our weapons of warfare on the battlefield of everyday life. We're your hosts, Holly Knight and Janie Burkett. Hey there, sisters, and welcome to another episode of Sisters with Swords. Today, we are going to be memorizing and meditating on some scripture with Janie.
So this week, our lesson was called The Legacy of the Lioness. And so when I was reading about the lion in the Bible, one of the verses that stick out to me is Proverbs 28:1, which says, "The wicked flee when no one is pursuing them, but the righteous are as bold as a lion." So that's one of the main traits of lions or lionesses, is that they are bold. And I wanted us to memorize a scripture in Hebrews that really goes through where our boldness can come from. So Holly, if you will you read for me Hebrews 10:19-23?
"Therefore, brothers and sisters," side note, I love this translation of the Bible. This is the CSB because it includes the sisters as the original manuscripts intended. So shout out to the CSB. Okay, "Therefore, brothers and sisters, since we have boldness to enter the sanctuary through the blood of Jesus, he has inaugurated for us a new and living way through the curtain, that is, through his flesh. And since we have a great high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, with our hearts sprinkled clean from an evil conscience and our bodies washed in pure water. Let us hold on to the confession of our hope without wavering, since he who promised is faithful."
Okay, so this is one of those that we could teach on this for at least 3 or 4 hours. So I'm going to try and condense it down. And so we're going to go over some larger concepts here as opposed to going verse by verse like we normally do. But I thought this would be a good scripture for us to memorize because it really is foundational to where our boldness and our confidence can come from. First of all, some of the translations for boldness here, I love. Another one is confidence. Another translation I saw is free confidence. So I love that picture of boldness is free confidence. And what this book was written to the Hebrew Christians in the first century. So these were Christians who believed in Jesus and put their faith and hope in him, but also who had a long history in their lives and then, you know, throughout their bloodline of having the faith of the Israelites and the Jewish tradition faith. And so they had a lot of knowledge that the Hebrew writer would assume they have that a lot of times we don't have. So when we're reading the Bible, we're just going through the words and trying to see what they say, but it has a lot of different meaning for them. The thing I was thinking about to like parallel it to our time is, this is kind of political, but you know, the words, "Let's go, Brandon."
Oh yeah.
So there's just 3 words, but we have a lot of context in our minds of what that means.
And
right?
It does not mean "let's go, Brandon."
Right.
Yeah.
And it invokes, anger in some people. Some people think it's funny. Some people, you know, it invokes a lot of different emotions per people. And there's a lot of background information that's into those 3 words.
Yes.
It's kind of the same thing about these 4 verses. Is there's a lot of things that are referenced here that I want to make sure that we know so that we can put this together, because this is where our boldness and our free confidence should come from. So to do that, let's first start off in Leviticus, the whole book. No, I'm just kidding. I'm not going to read the whole book. We're just going to read a couple verses. So read 16 verse 2, Holly, and then also 13 through 14.
"The Lord said to Moses, 'Tell your brother Aaron that he may not come whenever he wants into the holy place behind the curtain in front of the mercy seat on the ark, or else he will die, because I appear in the cloud above the mercy seat.'" And then which verse?
13 and 14.
Okay. "He is to put the incense on the fire before the Lord so that the cloud of incense covers the mercy seat that is over the testimony, or else he will die. He is to take some of the bull's blood and sprinkle it with his fingers against the east side of the mercy seat. Then he will sprinkle some of the blood with his finger before the mercy seat 7 times.
Okay, so first of all, again, if you go through and read all of Leviticus 16, you're going to find a lot of, you got to put on these garments or else you die. You got to wash your body like this or else you die. You got to only go in one day a year at this certain time, which was Yom Kippur, by the way. It's the sacrifice that the high priest would do for the entire nation of Israel once a year. And so he could only go into this holy place.
The Day of Atonement.
Day of Atonement. It's exactly right. Or else he dies. You know, so, and then when he got in there, and again, you could go through and read the whole Leviticus thing if you want to for yourself, but it's essentially like, if you don't do it this way, you die. If you don't put the incense in exactly like this, you die. You know, so, first of all, who wants to sign up for the job of great high priest?
Right.
Anybody
that's,
want that
that's
job?
That's a lot of pressure.
I mean, you know.
You sneeze and
yeah,
you're
you
out.
Die. It's kind of like, you know, that one Parks and Rec where it's like the Venezuelans are in town and they're like, you undercook fish, right to jail. You overcook chicken, right to jail. You know, so.
You know, love a good Parks and Rec reference.
Parks and Rec. Anyways, it's, you know, but you do all of these things or you, and you don't do it exactly right or you die. Okay. So first of all, you needed some courage and might I say some confidence and boldness to be the guy that's like, hey, I'll go in there.
Yeah.
Okay. But the most holy place is what is referred to here. You'll also hear it called the Holy of Holies. And this is the place that they are talking about in verse 19, when it says, therefore, brothers and sisters, since we have boldness to enter the sanctuary, it literally meant the Holy of Holies, since we have boldness to come into the Holy of Holies. So that's what we needed. We needed boldness to come into the Holy of Holies, but why are we able to go in there with boldness and with confidence? Well, the next thing verse tells us, it tells us that the curtain or the veil, sometimes you'll hear it called the veil or the curtain, was torn. So first of all, when we think of veil, obviously the thing that comes to my mind is like a wedding veil, right?
Yeah, a bridal veil.
They're so pretty and precious and dainty.
Dainty.
And they just, you know, you barely cover your face and you can mm-hmm. see through it. Do you remember, you know what? Now that I think about it, you had the longest freaking veil there ever was.
Yeah, it's because I had short hair and I wanted to feel something.
I mean, the thing was like...
Yeah, it went for days. It was like Princess Diana's veil.
Right. I mean, it just, yeah. The train of your veil filled the temple with glory. I mean, mm-hmm, just like mm-hmm, that. Okay. Mm-hmm. But that's not the same type of veil that we had. So in the whole, the dividing the Holy of Holies between different parts of the temple was this veil or curtain. And it was not quite so dainty. It was 30 feet wide by 30 feet high. Okay, so that's, you know, quite a big thing.
Quite large.
Here's the kicker. It was 4 inches thick. So that's like, you know, they're definitely seeing our hands on the
podcast.
You're listening to the audio
of
this.
You're listening on the podcast. We've got our fingers holding up 4 inches and we look like we've got like pterodactyl claws here. Yeah. But yeah.
You know, I mean, think about something that's, I mean, do we even have like a fabric that you can think of these days
no.
that is that thick?
But it's like my it's like as thick as my phone. Almost.
Right. Well, yeah. your phone is wide.
Wide. Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I mean, that thing was torn. So I need you to read now. I didn't tell you about this one, but Mark something or other, 15:37-39.
Okay.
Sorry. She asked me in advance what she should read. Mark's before John. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John.
Thank you. Mark,
15.
Uh-huh.
37-39.
Okay, great. Jesus let out a loud cry and breathed his last. Then the curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. When the centurion who was standing opposite him saw the way he breathed his last, he said, truly, this man was the Son of God.
So it's so important. These details, these couple extra words are so important. It was torn from top to bottom.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, in an instant. That is important. Why? Because who the heck is 30 feet tall up in that?
Right.
Nobody.
Who can get up there?
First of all, who is strong enough to tear something that is 4 inches thick?
Okay. Do you remember the power team?
I was just going to say that. You know, that's Keith Craft at the Elevate Life Church.
Yeah.
But yeah.
But they would come and do like
strongman for Jesus.
Power move revivals. And they would get phone books and rip them in half. Or they would get like metal pots and pans and just, you know, demolish them with their fingers. That's what that makes me think of.
Yeah. But somebody did a 30-foot one from top to bottom. And probably it was not a someone, it was the Lord Almighty, right? Mm-hmm. And what he was doing with that is he was removing any barrier between our access to the Holy of Holies. Mm-hmm. It was from top to bottom. And I think it's so, one thing that I was thinking about when I first was meditating on this a few weeks ago is how it wasn't until Jesus gave up his spirit and completely died before that veil was torn.
Yeah.
Why? Because at any moment, Jesus could have called down the angels to save him
yeah.
from what he was doing. And if he had done that, the plan of salvation for the rest of us would have been completely lost.
Yeah.
And so at any moment, it was not... the work was not complete until he actually died. And at the moment that he breathed his last, that veil was torn
yeah.
and the work was complete. Come on, somebody.
Woo!
Anywho's. Okay. So we have the curtain. Okay. So the next part I want to talk about is the great high priest. So it says here that he is our great high priest. Holly, also read for us Hebrews 4:14.
Okay. This says, therefore, since we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast to our confession.
So our hold fast is another way of saying stand firm or to have confidence. It's because of Jesus, our great high priest. So how the hierarchy would go in the religion of the Israelites is we would have God, Yahweh, then we would have the great high priest, then we would have this entire group of priests, and then below that we would have normal people. And so what God did through his son Jesus is he not only got rid of that requirement to have this day of atonement every year, because now it's done once and for all, but also he flattened out the hierarchy. So now you and I as regular people don't have to go find the priest who then goes and talks to the great high priest, who then only one time a year can actually go and talk to God in the Holy of Holies. Now Jesus is the great high priest. And if you remember what we, part of Revelation 5 that we read the other day is that he was the Lion of the tribe of Judah, right? And he was the one worthy to open the scrolls. Well, the song the angels and the saints sang around his throne right after that, and this is Revelation 5, verse 9, it says, you are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seals because you were slaughtered and you purchased a people for God by your blood mm-hmm. from every tribe and language and people and nation, and you made us into a kingdom and priests to our God. So you and I, friend, are now saints. We are priests, and we now only have to go through the great high priest, which is Jesus, in order to have access. And here's what's so amazing is we can do it any time, any day. We can have access. We don't have to wait for that one day of atonement once a year and then also hope not to die.
Right.
Because
hope we don't sneeze
into the in the frankincense. It's what it was. It was frankincense that they had to do for the incense. So hope don't sneeze into the frankincense because
yeah, you'll die.
Know, you'll die. So now we just have this flattened out hierarchy because of what Jesus did on the cross. And this is where our boldness comes from, because if we can have boldness to go into the Holy of Holies and to be confident that we can be heard and we can make our requests made known to God, if we have that boldness to even go into the Holy of Holies, then we should be able to have the boldness and the courage and the confidence to face anything else that we face, because you'll see all throughout scriptures that, people were in the presence of very wicked people or other gods or Satan himself, and they didn't die by being in their presence.
Right.
Only if you went into the Holy of Holies, Jesus' very presence could literally kill you.
Yeah.
So only that was the thing that was so terrifying, right? So now we say, well, we have the ability to go because of what Jesus did on the cross. And so I think it's very foundational for us to know that we know that we know that we have the access and we have been made a saint and we have been made a priest so that we can claim all of these promises, because that's what verse 23 says. It says, Let us hold on to the confession of our hope without wavering, since he who promised is faithful. So all of the promises that we have, we can believe that he will come through on them because he is faithful. But the first part of that is we have to hold on to the confession of hope. So I want to make sure that everyone has had a chance and an opportunity to do that. Romans 10:19 says, if you confess with your mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. So before we go through and memorize these, I want to make sure that, friend, you have had a chance to have that confession and to become a priest, just as God wanted us to, and have the access into the Holy of Holies. In order to do that, you have to confess with your mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead. So if you have never done that before, then I would like to give you the opportunity to do that. And I just want to be very clear. This is something that's very clearly outlined in Scripture. And having been baptized, although that's a very great thing. In fact, it mentions it here that we have our bodies washed with water. If you've been baptized, that's a great thing. If you have been sprinkled as a child in another church, that can be a good thing too. But none of those things are salvation. And right. So I want to make sure that you know that you have that access to the throne room, which will also give you your name written in the Lamb's Book of Life and will give you access to heaven and eternity with him forever. So if that is something that you would like to do right now, you can just pray with me. I'm going to pray this prayer with you. There's nothing magical in the words that I'm saying, but it's in line with Romans 10:19 to know that you know that you know that you have access to that throne room. So I'm going to pray this prayer, and then we're going to read these scriptures together so that you can have that foundational assurance that you have the right to access and the right to be bold about anything in your life because of what Jesus did on the cross. So let's pray. Dear Jesus, thank you so, so much for what you did on the cross. Thank you for coming when you did not have to come. You could have at any time released yourself from all of the suffering, but you did not, because of your love for me, because of your love for everyone who's listening to my voice right now. God, I confess to you that I am a sinner. I was born into sin and I could not save myself. And that is why I needed you, Lord Jesus, to come in and to save me from my sins by being that perfect sacrifice and by tearing the veil and giving me access. So Jesus, right now I confess to you that you are Lord. I want you to be Lord of my life. I want you to fill me with your Holy Spirit, and I believe and have confidence 100% that God did raise you from the dead and that you are now seated at the right hand of God in heaven, and you are worthy to open those scrolls, and you have purchased a people by your blood, and that includes me. You have purchased me with your blood, and now I have that right of access. So Jesus, thank you for welcoming me into your family, and fill me now, Lord, with your Holy Spirit so I can walk in a new life with you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
And before Holly reads this, I just want, if you prayed that prayer for the first time or if you think it was your first time, please message us on Instagram, direct message us on Instagram, because we have some resources that we want to get out to you and make sure that you are being discipled and you're connected. And if you're here close to us in DFW, we'd love to come meet you. But if you're somewhere around the country, even around the world, we want to make sure that we get you connected with some resources as you are now a new sister in Christ.
Yay!
So go ahead and read for us, Holly.
Okay. Hebrews 10:19-23. Therefore, brothers and sisters, since we have boldness to enter the sanctuary through the blood of Jesus, he has inaugurated for us a new and living way through the curtain, that is, through his flesh. And since we have a great high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, with our hearts sprinkled clean from an evil conscience and our bodies washed in pure water. Let us hold on to the confession of our hope without wavering, since he who promised is faithful.
Therefore, brothers and sisters, since we have boldness to enter the sanctuary through the blood of Jesus, he has inaugurated for us a new and living way through the curtain, that is, through his flesh. And since we have a great high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith, with our hearts sprinkled clean from an evil conscience and our bodies washed in pure water. Let us hold on to the confession of our hope without wavering, since he who promised is faithful.
Therefore, brothers and sisters, since we have boldness to enter the sanctuary through the blood of Jesus, he has inaugurated for us a new and living way through the curtain, that is, through his flesh. And since we have a great high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith, with our hearts sprinkled clean from an evil conscience and our bodies washed in pure water. Let us hold on to the confession of our hope without wavering, since he who promised is faithful. We love you, sisters. Sisters with Swords is produced and edited by Holly Knight. Original music by the Minister of Funk and Husband of the Year, Bradley Knight. Artwork by Holly Knight. And dinner tonight will also be provided by Holly Knight. Please subscribe and share this podcast with your friends, and don't forget to follow us on Instagram @SistersWithSwords. We're cheering you on, sister. Go wield your sword.